Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. If you're the average American, you spend approximately 90% of your time indoors. And with every breath you take, you may be compromising your health. Studies conducted by the Environmental Protection Agency show that indoor levels of air pollutants may be 2 to 5 times higher and occasionally more than 100 times higher than outdoor levels. In fact, indoor air pollutants rank among the top 5 environmental risks to public health.
Our next guest is on the cutting edge of improving indoor air quality. His company combines technology first developed by NASA with a green approach as old as Mother Nature herself. Martin Middlemark is CEO of Phytofilter Technologies in Saratoga Springs, New York. They're developing an air purifying system that removes germs, pollen, mold, and cancer-causing chemicals from the air. And they're doing it with plants. Welcome to Take Care, Martin.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. You're focused on improving indoor air quality. What is it that we're breathing in our homes and workplaces that might be harmful to us?
Well, basically, indoor air is composed of health-giving benefits, such as oxygen, but it also has 4 different categories of pollutants that are dangerous to our health. And they are particulates or fine particles, which can lodge in the lungs, biologicals, such as germs and viruses, mold, pollen, and animal dander, which can give rise to colds and flu or cause allergic reactions or an asthma attack, volatile organic chemicals, which off-gas from building materials or many objects we have within the structure. And some of those are so toxic that if they make up just 1/1,000,000,000th of the air supply, they can lead to cancer. And then finally, they're radioactive elements, which seep into the structure from the ground below in the form of radon, or radioactive elements come from cigarette smoke or low-level nuclear reactor things that come from atomic energy plants. And those are basically the causes. And with them all, they give rise to many of the ailments that humans suffer, in fact, almost half of them, and are mainly responsible for why Americans have 41% chance of getting an invasive form of cancer in their lifetime.
And all this is from indoor air, as you said, particulates, biologicals, volatile organic chemicals. We've heard about VOCs from paints and off-gassing of carpets. And radio. I've never heard about the radioactive materials. That's a little bit disconcerting, I have to say. Now, obviously, these exist indoors, but outdoors, we have plants to take care of these issues. And plants are known as the lungs of the earth. So what exactly is it that plants do to clean the toxins in the air?
Well, basically what plants do is they pull the polluted air down and absorb it in their leaf structure and then pull it down to the root system where there are microbes that actually digest these contaminants and so revitalize the air. And they use these microbes, use them as their food source.
Now, your company uses technology that evolved from NASA's Skylab, the United States' first space station in the late 70s. You've worked with Syracuse University Center of Excellence, and you've gotten funding from the Environmental Protection Agency. And it is the technology of combining what plants do. Can you tell us, you call it phytofilters. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, first off, the term phyto is the Greek word for plant. So since plants actually revitalize air, it's important that plants be a part of the purification process within buildings themselves. But because basically plants take up so much space, NASA came up with an invention whereby they grew plants in a more porous soil and they used an induction fan, which pulled 100 times more air, polluted air, down to where the root microbes were. And then these microbes would go ahead and multiply according to their food supply. So suddenly, just one plant could do what 100 plants could have done before. And these phytofilter air purification systems actually take care of all of the different contaminants that we just talked about. And among other things, they go ahead and roughly in a minute or two take care of the things that give 20% of the population asthma or allergy attacks. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Now, when you compare what plants do, and you talked about the microbes at the roots, if one were to use a mechanical filtration system and these same elements are pulled out of the air, what happens to those particulate matter and other materials in a mechanical filtration system?
Well, that's the big difference between a plant air purification system and the normal ones. The normal ones that are mechanical just go ahead and they pull some of these contaminants, not all of the ones we mentioned, and they put them in a filter. But then the filter becomes saturated and you have to buy a new filter. And in most air filter systems, the filters over the life of the unit will run two times as much as the actual purchase of the unit itself. However, in the case of a plant air purifier, it bioregenerates. In other words, those friendly microbes near the roots of the plant actually clean out the filter so it never needs replacement. And so over the life of the air purifier, it cuts down on the cost to the individual by roughly two-thirds.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Martin Middlemark about really fascinating and exciting technology called a phytofilter air purification system. How soon is this ready to come to market, Martin?
Well, we're busy going into manufacturing shortly, and we expect them to be in the marketplace in about 6 months.
Now, you have done some work with this in the field. This is not just theory. You've put this into practice. Tell us about where this has already been put into place and what the results have been like.
Well, besides portable units, we have gone ahead and installed a unit at Syracuse University where it ran for 3 years and was installed in a building and hooked into their heating and air conditioning system. And besides going ahead and having the beneficial medical effects that we talked about, it also saved heating and cooling costs, saving 26% on heating and 10 to 15% on heating and cooling combined. So this is one of those types of technologies that gives you both medical benefits and energy savings and reducing of our carbon footprint.
You are in the midst of collaborating with a New York State agency because of these, I guess you could say, green benefits. Tell us a little bit about that.
NYSERDA, as it's called, has a loan program for not-for-profits and for small business. And they will actually help these organizations go ahead and put energy-saving devices in their buildings and give as much as $100,000 on a low-interest loan, and the energy savings actually pay off the cost of any installation, including the plant air purifiers. So it's absolutely an amazing and wonderful program that they have.
So here we have cutting-edge technology with a little bit of history from NASA and green plants, which you can never go wrong with. Thank you so much, Martin Middlemark, for your insights.
Martin Middlemark is CEO of Phytofilter Technologies in Saratoga Springs, New York. For more information on Phytofilter and the NYSERDA grant, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
On next week's show, that ache you get in your hands after typing or playing video games, could it be carpal tunnel syndrome?
Variation of activities is the key. Not doing the same thing over a long period of time. If I find that my fingers feel feel a little bit swollen or overused, I'll go and make some phone calls and then go back to the keyboard later. Instead of writing a long text message or a long email, I'll pick up the phone and actually talk on the phone instead. And so
the old-fashioned way, right?
Exactly. You do have to be aware of it's actually just an awareness of how things are going and how things are feeling and responding to it.
Plus, the debate over fluoride is reignited as one central New York town removes it from their water system.
The fluoride in the drinking water can be incorporated into the enamel during formation, and it strengthens it against acid attack. In addition, the fluoride in the water maintains very low levels in the mouth more or less continuously. And that is the ideal situation to have protection against cavity formation.
Is it risky to fluoridate or not to fluoridate?
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.